Welcome to the Spotlight with Sean Taylor podcast, Pizza Month edition. October is National Pizza Month, and I, Sean Taylor, am on my fifth annual mission to eat a slice of pizza a day at 31 different locations with at least one witness. This podcast is an audio log of my quest for the 31 days of pizza. Today was day 21 of Pizza Month 2006, and I went to Grimaldi's Pizzeria. I met up with Valerie Taylor, Matt Floyd, Linda Fessenden, and Andy Butterworth, and I ordered 3 slices of cheese and 1 slice of pepperoni. Today is day 21, October 21st, New York Cares Day, and that's exactly what we did. Me, my sister, Valerie Taylor, and Matt Floyd, her boyfriend, went to PS97 and helped them paint some murals along the school. Now, we are going to go and meet up with Linda Fessenden and Andy Butterworth and go to Grimaldi's Pizzeria, which is on Old Fulton Street at the base of the Brooklyn Bridge. So the pizza just arrived, and I have a margarita slice here, which is one slice of cheese, and it has big bubbles on it. I don't recall, I've been here before, and I don't recall these big bubbles being here before. But you can definitely see the chunks of tomato, which I've been told are San Marzano tomatoes, and they are surrounded by fresh mozzarella cheese, basil, and some olive oil. You can watch the guy cooking it, so I know that they do put a little bit of olive oil around the tip. So the reason why this pizza is shiny is because of the olive oil. Oh man, the crust is perfect. Because of the bubbles, though, the sauce did get pushed up a little bit on it. But it still smells so good. Probably going to taste good, too. I just finished eating pizza. I had 3 slices of cheese and 1 slice of pepperoni. And it was so good. I really loved it. The tomato sauce is just perfect. Even when it cools down, it's still really delicious. Like, the crust gets a little bit stiffer as it cools down. A little bit harder to eat, even though it's real soft and warm as it comes out of the oven. It also was cooked so quickly. Like, it was cooked, well, we ordered it, and within like 3 minutes, we already had one of the pies out here. Matt, this is the first time you've been to Grimaldi's. Did you like the pizza?
I liked it. Yeah.
What'd you eat?
What did I eat? I ate both the pepperoni and the cheese, but I didn't like the pepperoni.
Didn't like the pepperoni?
Didn't like the pepperoni.
What about you, Valerie? Which one did you eat?
I ate 1 slice of cheese and 2 slices of pepperoni. I enjoyed the pepperoni more because I like the greasy the greasy cup. What is it? Cup of grease? Pepperoni?
Grease bucket.
Grease bucket of pepperoni. And I liked how thick the pepperoni was and how it curled up on the edges.
So, you know this is one of my favorite places. Jay really liked it. What are you going to tell Mom about this place?
To make you take her here when she comes to visit you for Thanksgiving.
Oh, all right. I think that'll be done. Most people eat turkey during Thanksgiving, but I think the only thing better than turkey is Grimaldi's pizza. Linda, this is your first time at Grimaldi's, is that right?
That's right.
What did you eat?
I ate the cheese. Couldn't partake of the pepperoni, but I'm sure it was delicious. It was really good.
You couldn't because you're a vegetarian.
That's right. Correct again. Right.
I didn't want it to be like, because we ate it so quickly. Or
no, because I'm a vegetarian, I couldn't partake in the pepperoni.
You've heard Andy being your boyfriend, talk about this pizza before. I know that automatically raises expectations. How did Grimaldi's do?
It lived up to its expectations, actually. Even after the long line outside. It was really good. Like I think I was telling you, Sean, at the beginning that like the sauce is really amazingly good. Like it's got more of a tomato taste than other sauces, but still like spicy. But I really like the rich tomato taste. I think you converted me.
What did you think of the olive oil that they put on the top of it? Do you like olive oil in general?
I love olive oil. It was good.
I didn't really. Not the character from Popeye. I mean,
no, it was tasty.
Andy, when we used to live together, I remember you used to put a little bit of olive oil on pasta when we cook it.
So I still think of you when I think of olive oil.
Thanks.
Do you like olive oil on pizza?
Yeah, especially here. It's delicious.
Is this one of your favorite places?
Yeah, worth the line, the long trip out here, and the close quarters. And I second Valerie's comments on the pepperoni.
Yeah, I like it too. I like it really. Those grease buckets, like, I don't mind. It's just, I love it when it curls up like that. It's like, I think it's freshly cut pepperoni. I bet they just slice it, you know.
Pretty sure.
Yeah. And also, if you want to see, that they make it pretty visible. You can easily watch the people prepare the pizza. And that's nice. I mean, that shows they're not trying to hide anything. It's just the sauce they have has extra bit of spices in it. And it's true. The service, a little bit. What was that called when it happens really fast, so therefore it's not very nice? What is it?
Brusque.
Yeah, they're a little brusque. And close quarters, long line. They don't take cash. I mean, they only take cash. They don't take credit cards. And they just do IOUs. You just leave and then they're fine. They'll look you up later, maybe. Give them a drink later is what they're doing. No, in case people are really listening to this for the specifics, they don't serve it by the slice and they don't take credit cards. They also don't bring you water when you ask for water.
Twice won't do the trick.
So, all that being said, I think they know that the pizza is just that good that, of course, we're going to come back. And they think, wow, I was rude today. And a lot of people really love the pizza, so therefore I must continue to be rude to keep these people coming back so they know just why they're coming back. I don't know, man. That seems like an odd theory, but...
I think you're probably right.
I would ask them, but I don't want to get hit. They're going to be like, oh, you want water, don't you? I do want water. It's kind of salty, so you tend to get a little dehydrated afterward. And nothing's better after all this dehydration than maybe some homemade ice cream, maybe a walk on the Brooklyn Promenade, and then maybe a walk over the Brooklyn Bridge, and it's all right nearby. So, the Brooklyn Ice Cream Factory? The one right on the water?
My
lot of weddings are held out there. Or wedding, you know, the photos. It's very picturesque. I'll take some pictures and maybe even put them on this blog. But definitely come to Grimaldi's. Even though you being there, if you're listening to this, you being there are going to make me have to wait longer in line. It's worth it. You just gotta go to Grimaldi's. Linda and Matt both know about square dancing.
Yeah.
Name me all the moves that you know in square dancing.
There's promenade.
Yeah.
Do-si-do.
It's been years.
Yeah.
I don't know if I know any more than that.
How do you know how to square dance?
Do you know more
or
than
when
that?
Did you used to square dance?
Circle round. I don't know. In elementary school and middle school, you had to take it in, like, gym class.
Was it fun?
I think there was a perverse fun.
It's tacitly agreed that everybody's having fun, but you just can't say it.
Oh, yeah. You're supposed to be like, oh man, oh, that caller, he's just saying all that stuff out there, and I have to do it, but I don't like it, even though I do.
It's better than jump roping.
So, Matt, where did you learn how to square dance, or where did you first do it, I guess?
Parkview Baptist School, back when I was Baptist. Elementary school.
Yeah, well, maybe that's how they get you to stay Baptist. They're like, hey... Be Baptist.
You must
square dance. Yeah. Do you know any other moves? I know. I see. Linda just told me about
Tootsie Roll. I think that's one of
them. That's not one of them.
Drop.
I know that. And slide.
It,
and slide.
What is it?
Dip, baby. Dip. That's the Tootsie Roll.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Or maybe that's Daisy Dukes.
Drop that ass. I think that's one of them.
That's not one.
Can I say that on the podcast?
Yes, of course. We're explicit. I put the word explicit down as the same podcast.
I think it's explicit.
Sometimes I talk pizza real hardcore.
Okay, I'll freestyle a little bit.
I don't.
Do you know how to freestyle rap?
I don't know how to freestyle.
I always think that's cool when people can.
I think circle round might be like, maybe not a move, but I think you change partners. Is there a name for that, Matt?
Well, the one we started with is promenade, right?
Yeah.
And it's because we're walking along the promenade.
Changing partners. I think that's called swinging.
Swing your partner round and round.
Oh, it is swinging, but I think that Matt was referring to a different type of, like a wife swapping type.
that's what
but
I
was. But it actually
I said
is.
Explicit. I thought I saw that was licensed to say what I wanted.
trade your wife round and round. Go to the corner room.
We can market this.
Trade your wife round the town.
Of course, the Baptist would be very upset.
Don't bring her back till she's gone down.
That's pretty good. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for tuning in to the Spotlight with Sean Taylor podcast, Pizza Month edition. Please stay subscribed and follow me in my quest for the 31 days of pizza.